to another exciting episode of 20 Minutes with Chad. Chad answers a question, he votes a lot later.
Oh no.
Two things that drive me nuts about porn, says Chad. Bad editing and subtitles.
Oh,
I don't need English translations of, oh yeah, oh fuck, in Spanish. Now, I have a lot of questions right now. Little do people know, me and Chad are very good friends, but I take shots of all the stuff Chad says, and he forgets just for this show, because if something I want to talk about, we discuss it here. Nothing is said. So let's go back to this.
Okay.
You watching, first off. I mean, I know it's porn.
Yeah, porn. But I watch a lot of, like, Latina porn. You know, I'm like...
That's funny. I don't care if it's Latino or not. You're complaining about the editing?
Oh, yeah, the editing. I can't do, like, shiesty editing. Sometimes I feel like it gets either... there's two kind of editors. There's the one that's over-polished, the big stew budget ones, where it's just like, oh, and cut away this. And, like, it makes no sense. Like, a jump cut almost, but, it's, like, it is. I'm like... It's not a cutaway, it's a jump cut. It's like, okay, they're making out. Oh, now she's at the boobs. I'm like, oh, wait, where? Yeah. She didn't work her way down to the boobs. There has to be some continuity. There has to be structure. There's a story there. There's a story.
A story now in your board.
I'm like, not that. You know, at least a visual story. Shoot. I'm just like, okay, I'm like that. And then there's some like low budget stuff where it's just like, it sits there too long. And you're like, okay. All right, I get the amateur stuff. I'm like, all right, you know.
So that's what I mean. You're spending your time watching amateur porn?
Nah, it's usually in between. I like a gray area. Sometimes amateur porn is cool.
Hold on. What is a gray area porn?
Where it's like...
I really don't know what that means.
It's really not gonzo, but not studio. It's just like, gonzo means like on the fly.
Yeah, I got it.
In and out kind of thing. It's sort of like guerrilla filmmaking, but for porn, hence gonzo. I know this stuff really well because, like I said, I did it. Porn stars worked on porn sets and all that stuff. So it's just like
this is an old episode of you working at the Pornhub.
Oh yeah,
it's in there. It's on the archives. Go find. I don't remember what episode. But there is an episode on that.
Yeah.
I want to go back to the next part of your statement.
Okay.
Get upset about subtitles.
Yeah, because the words are popping up when I try to come. It's just like, oh, yeah, and then see, and it blocks the tit or something. Like, I don't know.
Maybe somebody needs the subtitles.
What's that? But it blocks the body parts. You're like, wait, what the hell?
It's like, watch something else.
Like, because all of a sudden, it's like when you're watching a chick, like, ooh, that chick's hot. All of a sudden, it's a pop up of a dick. You're like, ah, why you cut to the dick and not to the, you know, keep it on that? That's what I feel like when
maybe
it's the subtitles.
For the hearing impaired.
Man, they'll be like, what, they take Tylenol or something? I'm like, jeez.
No, I'm just trying to help out. I mean, somebody must be typing those in and making money.
I guess. They're probably their mom. I don't know.
It's just the woman's mom?
No, I don't know. It's probably the guy's mom. I don't know. I just do not like subtitles when it comes to that. I like subtitles.
I don't even know. Can I turn on closed captioning for? You know what? I'm going to find out right now. I'll be right
closed
back.
Captioning.
I have closed no idea. Captioning I've never done this in my life. I'm going to find out. You keep talking. I'm going to come right back.
Oh, you closed captioning porn? Wow.
I have no idea. I'm going to the site because that's what I know.
I'm bougie about my porn. I'm bougie. Because I want. It's like sometimes I crave Mexican food, sometimes I crave Italian food. I want to, you know, spice it up a little bit, you know. Was it chicks with dicks? You know, whatever. You know, just something to keep things, you know, rolling. But no, I just like I cannot. And it's always the big budget pornos that does it, like Girl Films or what was it called? What is the company that does it? Adult Times. That's who it does. Adult Times. They always add captioning on a freaking thing. So it's like, okay. It's like their dialogue is like, I'm telling the captions, I'm like, all right, do I need to caption saying oh.
I have no idea how you put caption on this because all I can do is fast forward and normalize it. That's it.
No, I'm telling you, like they're really they
must have like I don't know. I went to the only site I know because you talk about it.
Pornhub.com, of course. And I'm not even a sponsor. Hey, Pornhub, if you ever want to sponsor someone, please sponsor us.
Please give Chad.
Chad needs money. Yeah.
Porn, please.
Exactly. Like, Chad, like, just stay on Pornhub. But yeah, no, it's.
Simon does not want any links sent to him Pornhub. Everything is for Chad, please.
But you see, him winking.
No, I'm not linking. Please do not send it. If you want to send me something, put your thing on my side. I want everything. I'm not disgraceful. I will make it.
It's like next episode, how Simon gets divorced. How he loses his friends, becomes a pariah in Canada. They're like, ouch, out to Ottawa with the rednecks.
So you said last episode we need to have more structure.
Mm-hmm.
So what's the structure you're talking about? We've never had a structure in 8 years.
I mean, I know. We never had a structure. Like before, like early on, we even had like guest interviews. Or I feel like it was a little more.
Okay.
Ranting and raving.
Chad, this was your idea to have interviews.
No, that was just to change it up.
Email saying, hey, if we have this person on the show, let's get it done.
We could do that. It's just like, that's a process I'm thinking about. Like, I don't know. I'm just like, I've always been into like late night TV talk shows, and not because of the thing, but like, I always wanted it like that. I always like the morning radio kind of thing.
Are you going to be the Rosie O'Donnell then of the show?
Oh, Jesus. I mean, I was going to say something bad. I'm like, nah, don't get canceled making like animation. Disney be like, nah, today, son.
Listen, they brought back James Gunn, so we're okay.
Oh, yeah, right. But James Gunn is genius. I love his stuff. But I was talking the other day, like I said, with another friend again about structure. Like, they're like, why don't you talk more about the process, more about cinema? Because they say I'm a cinema snob. I'm like, I don't think I'm really snobby.
Oh, I'm more of a cinema snob than you are.
Right? I know. I like some interesting stuff. I understand a process where, for example, what was it? I know it's harder to make movies, so I don't try to talk shit or down at a movie. If it's like really super pretentious and trying to be like, oh, I'm edgy. Da, 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 da.
Oh, Superman. I'm like,
oh, I love Superman. You said Superman?
So good.
What happened?
Of course I've seen Superman.
Oh, yeah. I was sitting there. I was like, okay.
I'm just kidding. God, I see more movies than you do. You know that.
Well, yes and no. Like last few years, definitely. I've always watched a lot of movies. Like October 1st, so I'm like, I'm have to watch all my horror movies. So today. I have to figure out. Well, we don't know when this is going to be out. So October 1st, you know.
Well, it's October 1st, people.
Oh, I know. It might be at November 1st. And they'd be like, wait, what are you talking about?
October I'll put it up 1st? Right now, since there's really no order in these episodes.
I know,
I'll
really.
As soon as we're done, we're going
to stop it. Like, suck it, Chad. Suck it hard. Like, no.
I can put it up tomorrow. You'll get it tomorrow.
Like, put this one up tomorrow.
Your last episode, you're getting this one first.
Right.
Just so people know, we usually record a couple.
Yeah, I record a couple because, you know, I'm old and I don't get a lot of time.
Well, Chad gets forgetful and he can't find his podcast equipment. He's got to go get Chinese food.
Oh, man, Chinese food. That box, that's just soup. It's so hot they didn't want to put it in a bag. That's soup. That's war wonton soup. Chinese
food for soup?
Dude, because they have war. Have you ever had war wonton soup? It's
I've
the
had
best
wonton soup. What's the difference?
Well, war wonton soup is like wonton soup, but they add shrimp, chicken, pork, more veggies. So it's like
if you add the shrimp, I'll eat it.
Yeah, it's like it's legit, and they make a pretty decent one. But they took about 20 minutes to make it. And I'm sitting there like, are you killing the pork right now? Are you getting the shrimp? Like, what the f? Like, they really were taking their sweet ass time, and I only lived like. Maybe five, seven minutes if I was not hurting, where it takes me about 10, 15 minutes to walk there from my house. It's like literally, it's less than a mile. But my back hurts so bad where it's like, I look like an old man, like humping, like, I'm coming. It's like, oh, let me guess, your mom was on Tylenol, you know, when she was pregnant. I'm like, yeah, for her hangovers and, you know, meth. Not meth. People are like, oh, well, now you're throwing your mom in her bus for things that's not true. But yeah, no, it's just, it took a long time to make that. But yeah, no, and I usually keep my podcasting equipment in my closet, but it's just like, once again, when it's in there, it's like in tight, so I can't lift anything. Yes, it's like a tight.
Why is it in the closet? Just leave it here. You come on once a week like you're supposed to.
True.
Dump for 20 minutes. And then go on with your life with your doggies.
Doggies. I sound like a mom. And what are you doing with the doggies? They're not my dogs. They're just roommates.
No, they're definitely not your dogs, but you pet the dogs.
Oh, yeah, all the time.
Photos. People should check out Chad on Facebook. It's non-stop. Let's see.
Instagram, definitely. Instagram definitely has a lot of dog stuff. But yeah, no. Those doggies are cute. Frenchies, man. They're pain in the ass. Like, I literally came home. That's why it took me a little longer. They knocked over the Wi-Fi. So I was starting to stress out because they knocked the Wi-Fi off. And I was like, oh, no, I'm not going to get anything on tonight. But a
podcast host and extra features movie review podcast. Oh, okay. Interesting things.
Wait, what happened? Page.
Oh, here's a good one from today.
Oh no.
I didn't know she was still alive.
For real. I thought she died like in the late 90s, early 2000s. I was like, wait a minute. What?
I should have taken more photos today, but I was too busy. One of my favorite guilty pleasures, Lord of the G-String.
Oh, that is the bomb. Where
do you find this movie?
Yeah, these were back in the day when, like, Cinemax was still called Skinemax. A lot of them. Okay, what's this one? But, no, I had, like, a phone call, and I was like, who is calling me from Santa Rosa? I'm like, no, don't know who that is. But, no, so I was like, woof. But probably debt collectors saying, hey, you didn't pay for your Solano imaging. But no, like that. And it was like, was it Lord of the G-String? They had like all like the knockoffs, like all the knockoffs, almost like Mockbusters, but they're for like B-movie Skinaflix, Skinemax. Like, that was, like, one of my favorites. They were making fun of that. And there was another one they did that was really, really good. Like, not Spider-Babe, but it's Spider-Babe. I don't
know these movies. I must have missed them.
No, they're, like, you see, I like weird stuff. So, I'm like, I would. Like,
what do you think I used to do?
Right? I grew up watching, like, Russ Meyer films. Oh, nice. So, it's just, like, I like, I could see entertaining, like, the old porn brothers, the Mitchell brothers. I watched a lot of their stuff. Like, they're like 70s, but they have stuff there to sit there and I'm like, but no, that stuff always interests me where like these low budget indie filmmakers, to me, they're artists. Yeah. There's nudities, porn, whatever. There's still some art behind it, but, let's see here. Let's see.
Providers okay. On. I have another one from Chad's Facebook. So people, if you're not friends with Chad, you should be. You know I'm getting old. I took a nap yesterday, slept in my shoulder and neck wrong. Now my lower back and my neck shoulder hurts. Now,
oh, yeah.
I'm bringing this up because of what happened to you yesterday when you were supposed to be recording this show.
Mm-hmm. So, like what I was doing yesterday?
You know, you took something and...
Oh, yeah. I took a... You were supposed to record it the other day, but I finally got muscle relaxers for my back. And I didn't read the instructions, so I just took when I got home after doing like walking to the thing because I could only walk like 2 miles and then my back starts hurting and then it's gone, like it's out. So I took a muscle relaxer and I'm like, oh, like I literally took it from like lunch, took it, slept through most of the night, and then after telling you that, hey, you know, I just woke up, I went back to bed. Oh my God. I tried to watch a movie and fell asleep. Like that's how strong and good it is. So I was just like, woo, whoo. Okay. I was like, because like I even like my friend was texting me, Andrew, who's texting me. He's just like, hey, you know, we should get edibles. And I was like, you mean weedables? And he's just like, weedables? Yeah, man. It's a whole new marketing strategy. Instead of saying edibles, we call them Weedables. He's just like, yeah. Like,
me and Kevin should hang out some more time. Okay, Chad Meisenheimer posts 4 days ago. Sometimes we all need a palate cleanser from horrible, decisive stuff in the world. So watching this 2020-25 film, not another comment about the film, nothing. Yeah, just interesting.
I liked it. You're talking about the live action Lilo and Stitch. I actually, that was actually, it makes me vomit in my mouth to say this. It was a cute, entertaining movie. Like, I actually enjoyed it for some reason. I really enjoyed it. What was like that? The only one I did not enjoy, I watched that Moana 2. That was hot trash.
Oh, I hated that. I hated
yeah.
That.
Yeah, hey, it was...
One last thing from Chad's Facebook.
Oh, no.
Sometimes I'm thinking to pivot creativity to photography in the near future would be fun. Podcasting has always been a side hobby. Side hobby?
Side hobby.
It's not an occasional thing I decide to do and I decide to show up. I think investigating a documentary-type podcast would be interesting, too.
Yeah, I'm just, because once again, it goes into, it's weird because I have a very eclectic style where it's just like, I bounce back and forth because like, once again, when someone said that, like, oh, your wheelhouse is acting, comedy, making short form content. Like, even before I started making movies professionally, I was doing experimental theater. I was doing black box theater. I was doing fringe theater. I was doing things like that where it's like, I was teching shows, photography. I was interested in like landscaping, just like documenting people like that. And like, I grew up liking like Michael Moore movies. That's what I'm more of the thing. Like, oh, you know what? I kind of like Michael Moore. I have that Michael Moore mentality where I could insert myself into the documentary and kind of interviewing people and stuff. Cause that's always been, which was just funny, which I'm like, I feel like I can't do that because I wasn't even doing that. Cause I was sitting there. Cause I'm not a nostalgic or sentimental person. I'm very, introspective and a very retrospective person where I was like looking back at one of my things where back in the day when I was going to film school, I was 15, 16, I was in a TV production program where we would make talk shows. They're like, oh, we'd make talk shows. They do like interviewing like a talk show. But I was just like, hey guys, this is kind of dumb. Why not take some of these digital cameras that we got in cinema and let's do like actual get out there and interview people and kind of like interviewing, but like sketch based, but it's not sketch based. So it's almost like Tom Green and stuff. I was really influenced by that kind of style of stuff. What happened?
Tom Green's Canadian.
Well, yeah. Like Tom Green, like people like that, where I was just like interested in like, okay, the like man on the street kind of thing. And I was like, I made this like fun segment called Looking for Love with Chad Alhornio. And I would like wear a sports jersey and had a baseball cap. And I would go and interview these college chicks like, oh, like for like dating advice and stuff, going there, do dating advice, all these different things, what they do. And I was kind of doing that. And I did that. And people were like, oh, you kind of are making like sketch based content, but still it was almost like Sacha Baron Cohen in a way where it's like, I was going out there as like sort of as a character, but still me, it's just a fictional version, but my character was Chad Alhornio, and I would go there and interview people and talk like how, what kind of guys you're looking for and what are this and that. And I did it for like 3 episodes and they were successful because they put them on public access. They're like, oh, this is really different. And then everyone else started copying that style because I was taking my film production knowledge and my acting experience and my sketch comedy experience and going out and doing that. And then kind of, like I said, I was doing that 15, 16, 17. And then I kind of got into the whole like, okay, you know, I want to be a filmmaker. I want to be like, I'm not going to say I was inspired by like Quentin Tarantino and Robert Rodriguez and stuff like that. Spike Lee. Like a lot of people always laugh. Like, I like Spike Lee. If you watch Spike Lee movies and then watch my movies, you'd be like, yeah, they're not racially themed, but a lot of thematic, like stylized, like the double dolly, the low angles and dolly zooms. And like, I kind of like do that. And I was like, people sit there like, oh, okay. And I really didn't think I could make money off of comedy where it's just like, that's never was a thing where it's like, okay, I'm going to acting and I'm going, that's going to be my way into being directing because I didn't like being a writer. My mom's a writer and she's a good writer. And I'm like, no one's going to do a war for my scripts. So I was like, either make stuff as a director, cool shit, and put it out there, or be an actor in that way, because I always did like supporting roles and stuff. So that was my leeway, where I was just like, okay, I'm not some visual genius like special effects like James Cameron or anything. So acting was going to be my way. And then eventually comedy became the thing where I was just like, oh, in my mid-20s, I was like, oh, I'm good at making comedies. And a lot of people like my genre stuff because they see the style and stuff. They're like, oh, he has the style. He just has no substance. All my earlier short films are like, oh, this was like genre stuff. Like Broke, Way of the Cowboy, Catharsis. Oh, I didn't direct Catharsis. Why did I direct Catharsis? No. Oh, no. Catharsis was mine. Catharsis. So I was directing other like genre-based short films. And this is like, they always hit me like, oh, very stylized, great eye. He knows how to this and this, but the substance is not there. And da da da. So I was just like, okay. And I started doing comedy, and people who like my style are like, oh, he's really good at this. And that's the thing where even when I was in LA, when I did Night Night and then Check Please, a lot of people like in the horror community, they like the style. A lot of critics really like the style of my visual, because like, I pulled the whole retro look without being tongue in cheek or pretentious. And like, okay, he could tell stories visually, but people who didn't like that love Check Please. They're like, dude, you should be writing for SNL. And I'm like, I've tried all that. I pitched SNL. I almost got on like an audition for them. So I had did things were like above average and Funny or Die. And I was doing stuff and getting stuff on that. But it's just like, people don't realize I did all that stuff, and really nothing came out of it where I'm like, okay, I got to make my own content. And that's why I only make my own content, because I know what I'm capable of and I know what people like out of it. Like, I do it for audiences. So that's.
Well, we got one last thing, Chad, before you go.
Sure.
You now completed a couple of episodes, so people mm-hmm. know that they're done. Are you going to come back more frequently, or is this just a one-off for the night?
I'd probably do, because right now I have the time. So I probably could do come back next week or whatever.
You're going to have time next week.
So because right now I'm through the 10th, and then probably going to be another thing because it's not anything better.
So I just want people to know that I'm going to release this one first, because this one we've agreed to. And then I'll release the next one. And so it'll be a 2-week basis. So by the end of the year, Chad should have 4 new episodes. Now, if we hold Chad to what we said, we'd have like, I don't know, 10 or 15 new episodes. So that's really up to Chad what he wants to do. So if Chad, you're talking to Chad on Facebook, or you DM him, or just randomly find him on Twitter at Chad Meisenheimer at x.com, or what the hell it is.
I don't know. Is it at Chad Meis? Yeah, it's at Chad Meis Instagram. Or send
me an email directly, and I'll forward to his ad.
Right?
I'm always here, people, for Chad. It's Chad's not here for me. I want this stated.
Yes, Jesus.
Goodbye, so, yeah. Chad.
Chad's out.